This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump continues this morning with a State Department official in Ukraine who overheard a phone call with President Trump and a former White House national security aide. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland came right out and said Ukraine's president was being pressured to announce investigations if he wanted military aid and a meeting with President Trump.
Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo.
Republicans deny that aid was held up.
They get the call, they get the meeting. They get the money.
Now lawmakers will hear from David Holmes, a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. Holmes privately testified he overheard a cell phone conversation in which the president was assured Ukraine's leader would do the investigations. Former National Security Council expert on Russia, Fiona Hill, is also slated to testify about the back channel Ukraine diplomacy run by the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Four people were killed and 48 wounded early on Thursday when Iraqi security forces shot live fire and tear gas canisters at protesters near two key bridges in Baghdad. Protesters are still holding their ground, controlling parts of three major bridges in central Baghdad, which lead to the fortified Green Zone, where government buildings and foreign embassies are located. More than 300 people have been killed since the start of mass unrest in Baghdad and southern Iraq in early October. The UN nuclear watchdog and Iran will discuss the discovery of uranium traces at an undeclared site in Tehran next week. The agency's acting chief says Iran had not provided any more information about the origin of the particles. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The impeachment inquiry into allegations President Trump sought to pressure Ukraine was the first topic on the agenda Wednesday night as Democrats competing to be the party's nominee in the 2020 election squared off in their latest debate. VOA's Jim Malone has more.
There were 10 Democrats on stage in Atlanta for the debate sponsored by MSNBC and The Washington Post. All the candidates support the impeachment inquiry now underway in the House, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Who is most likely to be able to win the nomination in the first place, to win the presidency in the first place? And secondly, who is most likely to increase the number of people who are Democrats in the House and in the Senate?
Biden is one of the frontrunners in the crowded Democratic field. As is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
We have to establish the principle no one is above the law. We have a constitutional responsibility and we need to meet it.
Democrats hold their next debate in December in Los Angeles. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A front page editorial in Chinese state media Thursday vows resolute revenge if the U.S. sticks to its course. This after two bills on Hong Kong cleared the U.S. Congress. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. It's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests. If President Trump signs the bills into law, he would see a ban of certain exports to Hong Kong police forces, like tear gas, rubber bullets and pepper spray. It would also make officials who violate human rights in the city vulnerable to U.S. sanctions.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. General Motors filed a lawsuit against a rival automaker, and the United Auto Workers Union president resigns. AP's Mike Rossi reports.
A lawsuit filed by General Motors against Fiat Chrysler Wednesday set off a chain of events that led to the resignation of the United Auto Workers president late in the day. Before his resignation, the UAW's International Executive Board had initiated steps to oust UAW President Gary Jones and Regional Director Vance Pearson because of a federal investigation into union corruption that's led to multiple arrests. Pearson is facing criminal charges. In its lawsuit, GM accuses Fiat Chrysler of bribing union officials to get concessions and gain advantages in three labor agreements with the union. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he does not regret postponing a U.S.-South Korean military exercise, even though the gesture was rejected by North Korea as not enough to restart nuclear diplomacy. The prospects for a resumption of the nuclear diplomacy are unclear. I'm Jim Bertel. VOA News.